It's hard to believe it's been 10 years since I wrote this. January 13th, 1991. It's called Daddy Ike and the Spittoon and is written for my good friend Janet Potter. When I moved in with my Corbin, Kentucky grandparents at age 5, they were in their 60s. Daddy Ike and Mama Dee had already raised a big family and weren't too thrilled about raising me, my brother, and my sister as well. Daddy Ike was winding down a grueling lifelong career with the L&N Railroad in the mountains of southeastern Kentucky, engineer, fireman, coal-burning locomotives. He would come into the house grimy with soot and sweat, dog-tired almost every night. I loved to hear his tall tales about the rough times on the rails. Daddy Ike would give you the shirt off his back, but he wouldn't give you the time of day if you made him wait for any reason. He was a very impatient man. Mama Dee warned me that Daddy Ike from time to time would slip away to some unknown spot and take a sip or two of whiskey. I lived under his roof for 20 years. I never saw him do it. He never claimed to be religious, but in one sense he was the most religious man I ever met. He would give generously and anonymously to almost every worthwhile cause, including the church. Only a few people knew he was such a giving man, and his income was modest all his life. In his later years, he settled into simple pleasures, asleep most of the time on his favorite recliner rocker. Television was a newfangled doodad which came along when he was in his 70s. He never took much interest. Besides, all you could see were snowy shapes on the screen. We were 100 miles from the nearest TV station with only a rooftop antenna to bring in a weak signal. He enjoyed playing dominoes with his work buddies down at the YMCA next to the main railroad tracks in town. He also enjoyed going to the A&P food store to get fresh apple pie and a plug of tobacco. Another simple pleasure, chewing. But when he decided to go to the store, you'd better have the car warmed up and ready to go. Otherwise, he'd start out walking. I told you he had no patience. Daddy Ike was a hard man to buy a Christmas present for. No, he was impossible. He would grouse through his small stack of gifts with nothing more than a muffled grunt of acknowledgement. Some presents would even go unopened. One Christmas, I was intent on getting him a present that would bring a reaction. Shopping one of the local stores, my eyes settled on a gold container. Remember I told you Daddy Ike enjoyed chewing tobacco? Well, he would spit into a green bean can or just any old can. As I looked at that gold container, my teenage brain said that would be so neat looking for Daddy Ike to spit into. So I bought it, wrapped it, and it was in Daddy Ike's small pile of gifts as our family opened their presents that Christmas. I was nervous as he got to his present for me. Would he like it? Would he even open it? Well, he did, and to the amazement of everybody in the family, Daddy Ike in his gravelly voice fussed and fussed over that present. Look here. Look what Ronnie got me. Isn't this nice? And he hauled off. He spit into it. And that, Janet, is why I appreciate so much the gift you recently gave me of a spittoon. I don't know who tipped you off, but I've never had a finer Christmas gift. It's gold in color, just like Daddy Ike's, and you didn't know this when you bought it, I'm sure, but on the side it reads Union Pacific Railroad. I don't chew tobacco, but I remember like it was yesterday, someone who did enjoy chewing and spitting. He was my best buddy, he was my granddad, but really, in a lot of ways, he was my dad. And I thank you, Janet, for being such a thoughtful friend and giving your non-chewing friend a spittoon for Christmas.